Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, June 14th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by JLab. Leading off today, Apple has published some additional details on the new 2023 Mac Pro and just how expandable it really is. Prior to this year, the expandability was a big selling point of the Intel Mac Pro, allowing Mac users to swap in different graphics cards and other expansion tools to help fit their specific workflows and requirements. But this year, with the first Apple Silicon Mac Pro, things are quite a bit more limited. Apple explains the GPU is integrated directly into the M2 Ultra chip, and it doesn't support additional graphics processors such as PCIe graphics cards or MPX modules. So this means that once you buy your Mac Pro, you can't expand the number of GPU cores or GPU cards, so you'll have to make sure that you configure your Mac Pro exactly as you want it when you buy it directly from Apple. But the Apple Silicon Mac Pro does have 7 different PCI expansion slots. One of those is occupied by Apple's custom I/O card, but you can remove this if you don't need the 5 different ports that it provides. Using the PCI expansion slots in your Mac Pro, Apple says that you can do things like install fiber channel cards, fiber networking cards, video and audio I/O cards, storage cards, and Ethernet cards. So, for example, you could dramatically expand the amount of available storage space in your Mac Pro by using one of those PCI expansion slots to install additional solid-state drives or hard drives. So even though the options are significantly more limited than they were in the Intel days of the Mac Pro, Apple does emphasize that expandability in some ways is still possible. In other news today, when Vision Pro launches next year, it'll be able to run iPhone and iPad apps out of the box. But despite being loaded with different cameras, Apple has now explained that Vision Pro won't actually expose those cameras to third-party apps, which would otherwise usually be able to request access to the cameras on your iPhone and iPad. Apple addressed this question during a developer session, explaining that the outward-facing cameras on the Vision Pro are completely locked down and inaccessible to third-party applications. The inward-facing cameras, on the other hand, are sort of available to developers, but only for generating a virtual persona created to represent you. That's the same persona that FaceTime uses to represent you while you're on a FaceTime call with other people. So what Apple's saying is that third-party apps can request access to that persona, such as Zoom and WebEx. But other than creating that persona, third-party developers will have no access to the Vision Pro cameras. This actually isn't very surprising, because as Upload VR points out, headsets from companies like HTC and Meta match Apple's approach and heavily restrict access to the headset's cameras, primarily due to privacy concerns. We are sponsored this week by JLab. JLab imagines and delivers the world's most personal technology products that consumers want. The new JLab WorkBuds are the ultimate solution for working professionals. They offer over 55 hours of total playtime, so you have more than enough battery for all of your conference calls and more, plus crystal clear audio for clear communication and a detachable noise-canceling boom mic that fits either earbud. The JLab WorkBuds feature a USB-C charging dock, compatibility with the JLab app for your iPhone, and the ability to switch between devices and customize your sound to your heart's desire. Hit the link in the show notes below to check out the new JLab WorkBuds in-ear headset and save 15% with promo code 9to5MacJLab15. My thanks to JLab for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Rounding out today, one thing that we haven't yet seen in iOS 17 is the ability to sideload applications and access third-party app stores. These are things that will be required at some point in order for Apple to comply with new regulations in the European Union as soon as next year, and there was speculation that Apple was working on these features for iOS 17, but so far we haven't actually seen any of that work come to fruition. speaking during John Gruber's live version of the talk show at WWDC, Apple's Senior Vice President of Engineering, Craig Federighi, said that Apple wants to make sure that whatever it's doing is the right thing for customers, and that as of right now, it has nothing to announce in terms of sideloading or third-party app stores. Federighi, however, did explain that Apple is working with the European Union to discuss compliance and to figure out the best ways for Apple to implement these requirements. And something else to keep in mind is that just because the first developer beta of iOS 17 doesn't have any support for sideloading or third-party app stores, doesn't mean the features won't come in a subsequent update. If history is any indication, Apple will wait to the very last possible minute to come into compliance with this ruling when it goes into effect, and it will do so in a way that's as complicated and convoluted for developers and users as part of its efforts to keep as many developers and users locked into the App Store ecosystem as possible. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com and hit the link in the show notes to join our brand new Discord server. You can follow along with me on Mastodon or on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.